Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn over the meeting to Mr. Ron Brochek. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. Well, good morning to everyone. First, thank you for taking the time this morning to join the Tivoli Prospecting for Storage Opportunities and State and Local Government call. On the call, I also have Ed Nicewick from the Software Group Investment Growth Team. And as I mentioned, today's call is going to be around state and local government. But with that said, what we're going to cover today is going to be a process, a way to leverage pattern selling to prospect for storage opportunities. And this methodology could be used for really any industry. So while today we're focusing on state and local government, the process would be good, you know, across all accounts. If you downloaded a presentation, why don't we go to chart number two? And the objective of today's call is really to focus, help you focus on where the opportunities are the most prevalent. It's all about prospecting. It's all about building pipeline. This is not a product enablement call. So today's call, we're going to, you know, highlight some customer issues. We'll talk about the IBM opportunity. We're going to review pattern selling. And pattern selling, if you remember, this is something that we used earlier in the year for the investment territory, and it showed to be very successful in terms of opportunity identification. So really using the same methodology that we leveraged back in the first, second quarter with this this quarter's prospecting call. We'll talk about prospecting solutions. What are the solutions you can bring to your customers? And then we'll wrap it up with a call to action. We'll review who the key contacts are and then have a few minutes at the end of the call for Q&A. Moving to chart number three. And this chart actually, it builds up, so you might want to hit enter a couple times here just to build out the chart. But the great thing about storage is that even in today's economy, we're seeing dramatic growth in data. We're hearing growth rates from customers anywhere from 25 to 50% or greater annually. And in fact, staying within the state public sector theme of this call, I was with a couple public sector accounts last week, and I asked the question, what was your growth rate? This was the state of Pennsylvania, and the response came back, their growth rate was 35%, so falling right between the 25 and 50% here. So great time to be in storage. Every customer has some challenge around the growth in data, whether it's trying to maintain the growth in data while reducing expenses. As you know, everybody seems to be under challenges as it relates to budgets. Customers are experiencing smaller staffs because of budget concerns. We're seeing projects being postponed. Because of the growth in data, we have devices that really are not being managed properly. We have underutilized storage devices. So we have data growth at 25 to 50%, but yet we see storage utilization on the physical devices, you know, under 50% utilized. And then our customers are being challenged with data retention requirements. And over, you know, worldwide, there's over 20,000 regulations right now in terms of how do you keep data, how long do you keep it, what type of media do you need to keep it on. So it's really something that's becoming a very big challenge for most of our customers. The great thing is we've got this growth, which means it's opportunity for IBM, and our storage software solutions allow customers to take control of their environment, to help with the reduction of cost of ownership, to utilizing technologies like data duplication to get their arms around all this growth of data. Our solutions, especially our virtualization solutions, can increase device utilization, make more efficient use of what they have, reduce the hardware footprint to maintain all this data, and really allow them to reduce their budgets, cost avoidance, trying to, once again, better utilize the assets and deferring future costs. If you go down to chart number, the next chart, why focus on storage, selling storage software, as I mentioned, customers today are struggling with the storage and data management. And there's no way to end the growth of data. Data is going to happen. Even in a down economy, the growth in data is still occurring. And this represents an opportunity for some vendor. So let's make sure it's IBM. Focusing on storage can help retire quota and drive parallel selling opportunities across IBM brands. What I mean by that is, by focusing on storage, not only can we identify Tivoli storage opportunities, but we can also help our cross-brand teams identify opportunities in information management, for example, for long-term data retention with solutions like Optum or Content Manager. Gaining a Tivoli storage customer creates an annuity stream. Well, that's true. Storage is a gift that keeps on giving. Because of the growth in data, there's always a need for customers to grow their TSM environment, to add more licenses, to add virtualization licenses because of this data growth. Little-known fact that TSM, Tivoli Storage Manager, is Tivoli's single largest revenue-producing product in the Tivoli portfolio. And we're going to take you through some charts from a pattern selling perspective to give you an idea where TSM ranks in terms of other products in the portfolio. Focusing on storage keeps competitors like HP, EMC, CA, Symantec from gaining or controlling their presence in our accounts. Well, that's absolutely true, especially with competitors like HP and EMC, where they're trying to move up the food chain, trying to offer advanced management solutions that we have in our Tivoli portfolio. So it's not unusual to see a customer that might have EMC hardware installed, but yet, now they're trying to grow their presence and sell products and upsell products like Smart, Legato, and so forth. And the last thing I just want to remind everybody is storage software is a key ingredient to our dynamic infrastructure, our green data center, our virtualization and service management strategies. Moving on to the next chart, doing more with less. Our storage software products, that's TSM, TSM Fastback, SVC, TPC, are all designed to reduce costs, reduce the hardware infrastructure costs, reduce management costs, reduce operating costs, at the same time improve service levels. So making sure the data is protected, it's not at risk, improving application availability, being able to recover faster from disasters, and get the remote office environment under control. Moving to the next chart, pattern selling review. What I'd like to do is take a few moments to remind everybody what pattern selling is all about. So I'm going to turn the call over to Ed. Are you there?
Thanks, Ron. So Ron's got some great great sales plays and selling opportunities in this, right now in our economic environment. But what pattern selling is going to do is really try to help you zoom in to the accounts that are most likely to take that message and act on it and buy our software. And the way we figured this out is with pattern selling. On page 7 is an overview of what pattern selling is. And if you could think about how we do, we sell data mining and business intelligence tools. Well, we took those tools and pointed that at IBM's sales database and have mined the database of the last 3 years of our transactional activity to understand what patterns, come out in terms of what products are really selling in what industries, what product combinations are working, what are cross-selling product trends that we see. And what we've done is pulled this together for you so you can focus in on the selling opportunities that are based on replicatable sales patterns, things that have happened before where our customers have voted with their wallets. And so these should be high odds situations. And like Ron said, we've done this pattern selling in the Tivoli brand earlier in the year, and we were really pleased at how many qualified leads came out of it very quickly, because we're really going to the accounts that have a high probability of needing the software, or they have a high likelihood of implementing the software. And the reason we know it has a high likelihood is because we've seen this and we're replicating patterns. If you take a look at page 8, this is an example that join you in higher education. Out of all of the product groups we sell, TSM, the Tivoli Storage Manager family, is the highest revenue product. So this is an example of what we've done in our data mining. We looked at the industries within the public sector, and we identified, you know, over the last 3 years, what revenue came out. And this is across hundreds of accounts. And you see TSM, the Tivoli Storage Manager family, this is a product group level, is profoundly, you know, the highest revenue product we've got across all the brands. So that's why we're focusing it on higher ed today as you know, the right industry to go after with these sales plays. In state and local government, TSM ranks third again after FileNet and the application server, Web3 application server. But again, that's a very strong pattern. If you now move to the next page, you'll see that Health also uses Tivoli Storage Manager profoundly quite a bit, and Life Sciences is ranked in the third. So what we've done for you is we've built sales patterns based on this. We've selected accounts within these industries for you to focus on. Now, to further work with the patterns, what we're doing is defining the accounts that have IBM products already installed that have a high likelihood of going and buying the Tivoli Storage software product. So what we've got on page 10 is a high-level view to tell you that what we've done is looked into and mined and identified the accounts that have large storage hardware installations from IBM. We've also looked and found the large X-Series accounts and our installed TSM accounts. Now, I'm going to move to the next page, which is page 11. And what this is a description view of the spreadsheet we've put into the website here. And if you download this PowerPoint, you see that there's also a location to download a spreadsheet. And what the spreadsheet is it's your list of accounts that we've pre-selected for you, and we've identified these patterns across these accounts. So I'm going to pull up this spreadsheet and take a look at it. If you pull the spreadsheet up, you see in the first in the fourth column, it says here that we've listed and put X's on accounts that we've focused on farming the TSM install base. So we've got a list here of accounts, including Trinity Health, that have TSM installed already. So clearly, this would be useful accounts to focus on selling the SVC. The other solutions that work within the Tivoli Storage family. If you look at the next column, we've selected the large X series accounts, and you're going to learn about these sales plays today. But we've got some sales plays called the Store Server and the CDPS X series bundle. So these are accounts that would be perfect for these plays. These are accounts that have a large IBM X series install base, and so these are great opportunities to sell the Store Server or CDPS X series bundle. The next group of accounts we've selected are coded here in yellow. These are all of the accounts that we've defined that have IBM storage hardware installed. You see that we have opportunities here with SVC accounts to sell a product called TPC. You know, we've got SSPC installs that would be good for SVC and TPC. And you'll learn more about these plays. But as you can see, what we've done now is define specifically the accounts to call on and what plays to call based on, you know, a great cross-sell or upsell opportunity. So I'm going to turn this back over to Ron, and he's going to walk through the sales play collateral. I'll reach out to you if you have any questions on the selections of the accounts, or if you need any more detail. You know, please just give me a ring, and I'll help follow up with you.
Great, thanks, Ed. Well, if we go to the next chart, prospecting sales play tool overview, I just want to point out for every one of the sales plays that we created for this quarter, I have a link to a the Extreme Leverage website, where you can get more information about the specific product and the play. So, for example, here I have a link to the TSM site. And if you look at this website, if you're not familiar with the tools, all the questions, all the material that you need to prospect for TSM can be found in this one site. So you see there's tabs going across the top there, the overview, the index, how to prepare for a sales call, how to prospect, how to progress, propose and close opportunities, as well as a listing of contacts to help you if you have questions. So, for example, this is the TSM sales acceleration site. If you go to the next chart, you can see the next page on that site where you can look at, you know, identify who the target audience is. What are the customer pain points around backup recovery? What are the key questions to ask to qualify an opportunity? So all this information is at your fingertips on the Extreme Leverage website. And I'll provide links to every one of these websites as we talk about the various plays we have for this quarter. Okay, let's get into it. We should be at a slide called Prospecting Subplays. And the first prospecting subplay is farming the TSM install base. So what we want to do here is leverage those customers that have TSM installed to upsell additional capacity or new content or check for compliance opportunities. So you would use a pattern selling spreadsheet. So look at the column where you see an X where customers have TSM installed. And then we should be calling on those customers to expand the TSM footprint to sell add-ons or to sell new product like TSM Fastback. Or for those customers that might have X-Series installed, but they don't have an X under the TSM column, but that means they're using a competitive product. So maybe we want to target those System X customers with the Comprehensive Data Protection Solution Express or the Store Server Solution. Let's move to the next chart. I just want to remind everybody, this is not really a product enablement call, but I do want to spend a moment just highlighting the key products that we're going to be focusing in on. And the first one is TSM, Utility Storage Manager. Hopefully everybody on the call understands what TSM is. It's been around for quite a while in terms of it was introduced back 15 years ago, actually 16 years this year. So it's a very mature enterprise solution for data management. And this year we had a major enhancement with TSM, TSM version 6.1. And with this new release, we moved to a DB2-based database that's providing extreme scalability, improvement in performance, and availability within the TSM environment by moving to DB2. We also included new functions like data deduplication within TSM to help our customers get their arms around this growth in data. Now, I mentioned that TSM is data management. So TSM is not backup or recovery. What TSM is data management. Yes, it does do backup recovery, but it also does things like archive and retrieval. It has modules that deliver continuous data protection. Built into it, we have disaster recovery capabilities. We also have hierarchical storage management and ILM-type capabilities built into the product. We have application and database integration. We have bare machine recovery. We have remote office support. So it truly is an enterprise data management solution. And it's one where we have over 20,000 customers using TSM today. So that gives us a great opportunity to go back to those customers and upsell new content. And we can use TSM 6.1, this latest enhancement to the TSM product, as a reason to call with those existing customers. If you go to the next chart, we also added a new product, a new capability to the portfolio last year, something called TSM Fastback. As you know, it was an acquisition that we did last year. We acquired a company called FilesX. And what TSM Fastback provides is very rapid recovery. PSM Fastback is really the next generation of data recovery that allows Windows-based applications to quickly recover in event of some type of disaster, whether it's a hardware failure or it could be a natural disaster where we lose a location. Greatly reduces the RTO and RPO requirements for customers. If you go to the next chart, a little bit more about Fastback. So TSM Fastback is a comprehensive solution. It's a block-level incremental forever technology. It provides near-instant restore data from any point in time, anywhere in the environment. What I mean by that is you can have a Windows application, let's say it's Exchange. You can lose the storage. Let's say we have a drive failure and very quickly recover the data and restart the application. That's just one example. It has disaster recovery built in, policy-based, selective replication for offsite. If you have maybe a remote office and you want to back up to a corporate data center, it makes very efficient use of the WAN, you know, connectivity between the locations. It also has, as part of the offering, bare machine recovery. So if you have a customer that has Windows servers, Intel-based, it has integrated bare machine recovery. It also has integrated support for Microsoft Exchange, being able to do rapid recovery down to an object level, whether it's an email, a calendar entry, a contact. So very granular support for Exchange. I also want to point out that while we don't specifically state it here on the chart, TSM Fastback can be used within the Lotus environment as well to provide rapid recovery for Lotus within the Windows space. And we also have a bundle, if you will, TSM Fastback Center that takes these three components, bundles them together in a very cost-effective solution. Going to the next chart, working with STG, the Tivoli team introduced something called the Comprehensive Data Protection Solution Express. And what this is a soft bundle of TSM Fastback with X-Series server technology and DS3000, 4000 disk as part of a bundle. So now we can go back to those customers that might be buying System X servers and sell them this comprehensive data protection solution that's really based on TSM Fastback. There's a great deal of information out here, both on the IBM internal website and for those partners on this call on Partner World. And basically, this is a very aggressively priced bundle of these three different products. If you go to the next chart, a little bit more data on the comprehensive data protection solution bundle. As you can see, it's got the TSM Fastback. We have STG DS3000 disk. We have the System X server. We have solution packs or service packs to get this up and running quickly. And the benefit to our partners, there's additional incentives out there for you to gain some more margin. And for our customers, it's a very cost-effective solution for data protection, rapid recovery within the Windows space. If you go to the next chart, customer reference, this is the Kentucky Department of Juvenile Justice. This is a new customer reference. Basically, this customer brought in TSM Fastback with System X server and storage. And you can read through this, but bottom line here is we were able to build a business continuity type of solution. Actually, this was delivered through a business partner, DMD, to provide disaster recovery capability for this particular customer and their secondary data center. So there's more information, additional customer references on the website. I just want to highlight this one, showing the value of bringing these three different products together. If you go to the next chart, one of the things that we did to help identify and progress opportunities is we have a series of live product demonstrations. So every other week, we have a live demonstration where someone like Dan Thompson, who's a subject matter expert, actually does a live review of the product for customers, for business partners, for IBMers, so they can actually see TSM Fastback in action, and they have the ability to ask questions throughout the live demonstration. And I've included the schedule of demos for the actually the second half of this year. If you need any additional information about the Fastback live demonstrations, the sales contact is Bob Ruelas on my team. If you move to the next chart, in an effort to once again get Fastback out there in the market, to get it in customers' hands so that they can test and touch and feel the product, we have the TSM Fastback Try and Buy. Basically, it's a 60-day free trial for the basic Fastback product. It can be downloaded from the website here listed, and it's one good way to get the product out to the masses, to get them some experience with the product, and hopefully drive second-half opportunity. Moving to the next chart, this is where you can get some additional information on prospecting for TSM opportunities. So this is on Extreme Leverage. I have the link to this play, and you can get the details on what the product is, who the target audience is, what are the key questions to ask, what the value prop is, all in one location. We also have, if you go to the next chart, a similar site for TSM Fastback. All right, let's move on to the next subplay. And this one is upselling storage software to existing IBM storage hardware customers. So here we want to call on customers that have our hardware, Sandvine controller, let's upsell Sandvine controller, as well as TPC, Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Let's move to the next chart. I want to quickly review what SVC and TPC is for those of you that are new to storage on the call. So what are some of the driving customer issues around virtualization? We talked about the growth in the data centers. But because there's...
Please stand by. Your conference will resume momentarily. Please stand by.
Hi, guys. This is Ed Nicewick. Hold on a second. Ron's line dropped. He'll be right on back.
I'm sorry, everyone, about the drop there. Hopefully you hung in there and allowed me to dial back in. Not sure what happened, but my line all of a sudden dropped like it was disconnected. But anyways, I was on chart 27, I believe, talking about the customer concerns driving virtualization. I was talking about the growth in data centers, the inability of IT organizations to respond quickly enough to business demands, poor availability or service levels, lack of skilled staff, and poor asset utilization. So those are some of the challenges that they are facing. Now, if you go to the next chart, chart 28, the SAN-bind controller. The SAN-bind controller provides a layer of abstraction between the application servers and the physical storage devices. And by providing this layer of abstraction, we can do some things. First, we can manage storage from a single point of control. So no longer do customers have to manage storage on a subsystem by subsystem basis. We also have the ability to take capacity from multiple arrays and aggregate that capacity into a storage pool. And by doing so, we can drive up resource utilization. By virtualizing the environment with SAN-bind controller, we can leverage a common set of advanced functions or copy services across every device within the storage pool. So by virtualizing with SVC, we can do replication, let's say, from an IBM device to an EMC device. Also, by virtualizing the infrastructure, by putting that layer of abstraction between those servers and the storage devices, we now can make changes within the storage environment without disrupting host applications. So be able to move data from an EMC box to an IBM box due to migration without ever impacting that SAP environment that might be running on a System P or a Sun server. Now, if you move to the next chart, some of the key cost savings observed by a third party, Forrester. Customers have virtualized with the SVC has seen an improvement in productivity and a reduction in administration costs by 50%. They've seen, realized storage improvements, utilization improvements by 30%. They've been able to reduce the cost of storage by 20% and improve end-user application availability tremendously by creating this infrastructure that allows for non-disruptive changes. So a very quick return on investment when implementing SAN-bind controller. If you go to the next chart, another key component within our storage software portfolio is the Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, TPC. And what TPC provides is a centralized single point of control, single point of management and reporting for the storage environment. So we can look at how files are being used on an application server. We can look at the performance of the SAN, the storage area network that connects the servers to the storage devices. We can monitor performance at the disk level or at that virtualization level. And we can manage storage in a heterogeneous environment. Allows customers to discover what's out in their storage network, allows them to monitor and manage and automate the activities for storage management, to provide you the reporting capabilities and problem isolation that customers need in a large SAN fabric. We had a significant announcement and release of TPC version 4.1, so we got a great reason to call once again to the existing IBM hardware customers. If you go to the next chart, case studies. So this is an example of Gwinnett County. We're keeping with the state and local government theme here. You can see how Gwinnett County leveraged SVC to improve application availability, to drive up resource utilization, and to enable replication across different technologies. I've also included a link to a collection of case studies that you can use with your customers. If you go to the next chart, TPC 4.1 live demonstrations, like we did with Fastback, we have monthly live demonstrations of TPC 4.1. This gives your customers the ability to dial in to this webinar, to see the product in action, and be able to ask questions to our subject matter experts that are driving that demonstration. It's a great opportunity progression tool. The contact for the TPC Live demonstrations is John Miller. I also want to point out that in support of driving second-half opportunities, the team has pulled together a series of SBC and TPC hands-on workshops. These are great customer tools to use where you can bring customers into an IBM location where they can actually spend a day using SBC or TPC and get some hands-on experience. And you'll see the dates for the future workshops. In August, we have coming up here Dallas, we have Puerto Rico, we have Omaha. In September, we have Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, and more to come. So if you have any questions about these workshops, you know, please call John Miller or reach out to Dominic Pruitt. Also, just like with TSM and Fastback, I've included links to the Extreme Leverage site where you can learn more about what SBC is, what the value proposition is, who the target customer is, and what the customer pain points are, and probing questions to ask. Likewise with TPC. All right, let's go to our next prospecting subplay, and that's attacking the competition with store servers. So if you go back to the spreadsheet that was created for you, and if you go and you look at the customers and the ones that don't have TSM, well, their chances are they're using a competitor product. So we have a solution built on Fastback, and that's what the CDPS solution bundle was. That's Fastback with System X. Or we can use something called Store Server to attack the competition. So what is Store Server? Or who is Store Server? Well, it's a partner of IBM's. It's an OEM partner. And what they do is they build a backup appliance using TSM and IBM hardware technology like X-Series servers and DS3000 disk with LTO tape. They've been in business since 2000. They have a large number of customers. They only sell through channels, only through business partners. And they right now have 150 partners that can sell their technology. And they're really focused on those mid-sized customers. And the sweet spot for Store Server happens to be state and local government. If you go to the next chart, a little bit more information on what Store Server is. It is an appliance, hardware, software, and services for backup, archive, and disaster recovery. What Store Server provides is a very simple, easy-to-use front-end to TSM, as well as some integration with VMware. This makes this very user-friendly. So customers who might be concerned about the enterprise capabilities and some of the challenges around managing an enterprise environment with TSM can look at Store Server as basically getting those capabilities but with a very easy-to-use front-end. It's got TSM pre-installed, pre-configured. Pretty much you bring it in, you plug it in, and you start using the product. It is an OEM agreement, as I mentioned, with Store Server. So from a sales perspective, the financial revenue flows to us automatically. And for those partners or for the channel team that might be on the call, we would have to go through a manual process to get the FREV revenue recognition. But needless to say, we get full FREV for the TSM components within the Store Server solution. If you go to the next chart, why an appliance approach to TSM with Store Server? Well, it really is to simplify the use of TSM, and it really takes out the complexities of building a solution on the floor. Customer needs minimal staff or skills to be able to manage the daily backup recovery processes. Some customers prefer an application approach to backup recovery, and that's what this is. It's a solution built in IBM technology that's very easy to use, plug and play. simplified support. What StoreServer provides is level one support for all the components within the appliance, so one number to call for help. Very easy to use, and StoreServer provides on-site assistance for the setup and customization if any is needed. And it's really designed, like I said, for that mid-sized customer to either manage data within a enterprise but or in a remote office environment too. The next chart, when do I introduce StoreServer? I'm not going to, you know, read through every one of these bullets, but I did highlight one in red, competitive accounts. This is a great solutional lead when going after competition like EMC Legato, Symantec, Commvault, because it really changes the game in terms of taking a backup recovery and turning it into an appliance approach to data management. Going to the next chart, customer reference, State of Ohio. This is a very good customer reference to StoreServer. I included the PDF in this chart if you want to read more about it, but bottom line here, they're using StoreServer, the appliance approach, to safeguard data for more than 725 school districts. That represents about 1.3 million students. And just as a reminder, StoreServer is powered by TSM, so they're leveraging TSM in this environment. Go to the next chart, some additional customer references across different industries. If you look at government, you got Washington State Department of Transportation, you got the Tulsa County, City of Varda, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. You have customers within healthcare as well as other industries. Who to call for with a StoreServer opportunity? Well, I listed here the StoreServer channel managers for the U.S., so you can see, depending on where you're located, who to call. All right, our final prospecting play, and that's prospecting and delivering total solutions. And what this is really trying to leverage third quarter hardware opportunities where we don't have storage software included. So we're really trying to differentiate our hardware by adding TSM, TPC, or SVC into the solution. If you go to the next chart, every one of your IMT storage sales leaders has this data. And what this is a listing of the third quarter opportunities, storage hardware opportunities. And you can use this listing to determine where hardware is being sold without software to manage it. Now, because this is a North America call, because there's partners on the call, I decided to use an example from the Southwest IoT. But you can see here, you can look down this list, you can see the third one down, the Police Federale. They have a disk opportunity for a little over $500,000. But they have no storage software included. So it's a great opportunity to use this as a tool to work with your peers in SDG to determine how we can add more value to the deal by including SVC or TPC or TSM to it. If you go to the next chart, additional product prospecting information. Every one of these calls are being recorded. You can go to this website. You could look at other past prospecting calls. For example, here's one where we did specifically around TSM Fastback, if you want to get a refresher on what TSM Fastback is and who the target market is. If you go to the next chart, call to action, 30-day execution plan. What we would like you to do is take a look at the information that we provided. Identify the suspects that you see as high-value targets, and ones that you can call on to upsell TSM or sell StoreServer in a competitive environment or add and sell TPC to existing hardware deals or the install base. Review the prospecting tools that I covered for more detailed information. Start scheduling prospecting calls with those customers. You know, set some time on your calendar to make those calls. I would ask that for any opportunity that you identify using these sales plays, use the tactic code that's identified here because we will be tracking progression. If you're a cross-brand seller, you identify a storage opportunity, contact your local Tivoli seller to help with deal an opportunity progression, or engage an appropriate business partner. If you know that you have a partner already engaged in an account, let's engage them to help progress the deal. And I would ask for the Tivoli sellers, you know, on a regular basis, communicate your feedback, the successes or challenges you've had with the prospecting play back to your first line management and store sales leader. Who to call for help? For pattern selling, for the East, you can call Ed Howley. The West, you can call Ed Nicewick. They report into Craig Singler. You can call myself. Or if you just want to learn more about prospectus patterns for growth, here's a website where you can get information about the process. If you go to the next chart, who to call from a Tivoli perspective. If you're a cross-brand seller, you don't know who your Tivoli rep is, you can contact myself. For virtualization opportunities, you can contact John Miller. If you're in the IMT, for the East, Mary Ellen Wetzler Barr. For the West, Shelley Howergren. For Federal, Carrie Ann Perry. Should say Carrie Ann Terry. If you need help with Fastback, we have Bob Ruelas and George Luzak at the North America level. If you need help with partners or any Fournier, and of course, you can always leverage my worldwide manager, Laura Gill, if you need help with deal progression. With that, I'd like to open up the line for a Q&A. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. To withdraw the question, press star, then 2. One moment, please. Once again, to ask a question, please press star, then 1. There are no questions at this time.
Okay. Well, with that, why don't we wrap up the call a few minutes early. I appreciate everybody jumping on this call, taking the time to listen to the pattern selling and storage prospecting call for state and local government. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.